Now, will you notice verse 11? But now I will not be unto the residue of this people, as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. God says, I don't intend to bless you as you are now, or as you were before I sent you into captivity. But, he says, I'm going to bless you, for the seed shall be prosperous. This is verse 12. The vine shall give its fruit, and the ground shall give its increase, and the heavens shall give their dew, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And God brought prosperity to that nation for a period of time. And I think that the great judgment came upon them, of course, when they rejected the Messiah and Titus the Roman destroyed the city and scattered them throughout the Roman Empire. And they've never returned from that, according to the Word of God. Verse 13, it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. And of course, at the time I'm making this tape, there's still fingers being pointed at Israel. And practically all of Europe has deserted them because of the oil situation. And they are finding out that they're not worth more than a gallon of gasoline. It's a tragic situation. They've become a curse among the nations. And anti-Semitism is growing again throughout the world. But God says, when I've saved them, and I bring them back to that land, they're going to be a blessing to the world. You see, I believe that that nation will be the priests for the Gentile nations of the earth to stand between God and the Gentile nations. That'll be in the millennium. Verse 14, for thus saith the Lord of hosts. Notice how often that occurs. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not. God says, I didn't change my mind about that. Now, God's purpose concerning Jerusalem and the nation Israel's unchanged by any ritual. Doesn't make any difference what ritual that you're going by, why it is unchanged. And so we have seen here that God says very frankly that he's going forward to the time when he's going to make Jerusalem the capital of this earth, and nothing could detour him, nothing could detract him. God says that he intends to do this by his marvelous, infinite grace. You remember that Paul, writing to the Romans, he says in Romans 9, verse 15, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Now, Moses, you remember, went to God and prayed about whether God would destroy the children of Israel. And God says, I'm going to hear you, Moses, but I'm not going to hear you because you're Moses, because I will show grace to those that I will show grace, and I'll show mercy to those that I will show mercy. And therefore, it's not to him that runneth. It's not to him that trots through a ritual. It's not to him that goes through a lot of church work. It's to him that is above. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that shows mercy. And my friend, today we can say again with Paul, I am what I am by the grace of God.